Sachem, per gimel mishna beis. Botzek, little pieces of dough, shebesitke areva. This is a kli, it's like a sifter, something that you work with. Any large kli, and you have, there are cracks in it, and the cracks are held together by the fact that there's some leftover dough, and the dough sort of plugs up the cracks, or holes, or where they would crack further, so the dough is holding back the cracking process. You could have the same, really, the same thing in our world. It would be like, let's say, a big mixer. You could have the same thing on the sides of a mixer. You could have little pieces of dough stuck in. Im yesh kezayis b'makom echad, a piece of dough, which is a kezayis, obviously is a piece of chometz. And then it's chayiv. It's a karsan achilo. There's also a chiyuv by yamotzi with a chiyuv to get rid of it. So then chayiv levay, vim loy, all it is little pieces. Let's make clear. When we talk about a piece of chametz, what we're talking about is a piece of chametz, a kezayis, size of a kezayis. Why does a piece of chametz have to be a kezayis? If it's not get achilo, so then the isra achilo v'shteitzik is a kezayis. But even on less than a kezayis, l'chor this chatzishir. And let's ask ourselves, b'alagavim b'ayur or b'ayimotz, it's an isra of having chametz. Make it tasty that there should be a shir of a kezayis. Kezayis that didn't have ma'is achilo. So the answer is that even Bayro Bayimotze, that Chrenim point out, is a din in having food. It might be a din in the having food, not the eating food, but food. What's called food? Anything that's roi for a Maisa Achila is food. What's that? A kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not food, it's crumbs. We'll give you a dogmas. Go upstairs to one of the rooms in your house, and if there's a cookie on the floor, do you say that there are crumbs on the floor, there's dirt on the floor, or there's food on the floor? The floor might be messy, but what's there, a cookie? Let's say you have the same cookie, but sabrekled in a bunch of little pieces, and you have little pieces on the carpet. Do you call that there's a cookie on the floor? Do you say that there are crumbs? A crumb is dirt. So mele becomes bottle. It's not, there's no bayiro bayimotze. Important to remember this for Pesach cleaning. When we clean for Pesach, we're cleaning to get rid of that which one could be over bayiro bayimotze. Ad kama bayiro bayimotze is only because that's what we're looking for. In the kitchen, when we scrub, we're scrubbing to get rid of mashuhuyin, because if a mashu chometz falls into food or touches food or is nivlan food, then you have a problem. Because on chometz on Pesach, the Gemara says in the second paragraph, there's no bittel. There's no bittel b'shishim. Chometz osa b'mashu. But over here, we're talking over here, Lagabi, whether you have to get rid of it. We're not talking about something you're going to eat from. So we're talking about whether you have to get rid of it. Vim loy, bottle b'miyutai. The Gemara just says that this has to be where those pieces are stuck into the areva, but even where that's their place, they prevent further cracking. But what happens if these pieces of dough are really a nuisance? Really, you would clear them out. So it could be there'll be a bunch of pieces. You'll clear them together, the Gemara says. You could eat them as a kezayis. You could have them together as a kezayis. Mela, you mechuyev to get rid of them. This, the small pieces that are there, and you could leave them there, are only avazoyvait that they're stuck in there, that's their place. The chen linyan tumma, interesant aloha legabe kabbalah's tumma. A sheretz touches this botzik, this dough, it doesn't touch the mixer itself. At what point is that called touching the mixer? At what point is it called that it's touching the dough? The dough is not bottled to the mixer, it's called not touching the mixer. Im makbid olov choytzitz. If it's something that is makbid, that you don't want it there, it's called the mixer is dirty, that areva is dirty, you'd pull it out. So then that's not called touching the mixer, that's called touching the dough that's on or in the mixer. Masha'en keinim, roitzu b'kiyumoy, that you want it there, it's stuck there and it's good because it holds together the cracked pieces of a kli, prevents further erosion. Hareu kareva, it's part of that areva now, so that's called touching that areva. Botzik acheresh. This is botzek, this is dough that you can't see on it the signs of chimutz. It's an important point to note that Chazal didn't really define chometz, dough that became chometz, in terms of 18 minutes. The way you would ask most of us, we would say that kedei chimutz is 18 minutes. They had simonim on the surface of the chometz where you could see the process taking place physically. Sometimes it can be more, sometimes it can come less, it can be less. The shear that we have of 18 minutes, hold on, we'll explain where that comes from. Botzek Acheresh is a dough where there is no signs of chimutz. However, Miesh Kiyotzi Bezeshe Hichmitz, it is a dough that was out a similar amount of time, and it was Hichmitz, you have to be Chayshish. And mela hareza, also you have to assume that there is some type of fermentation of chometz process taking place. Now again, like we said, what the Gemara says, if you had to count in terms of time, if you don't know what you're looking at, dough will never be nischametz in less than the amount of time the Gemara says that he has to walk the mill. A mill is 2,000 amis at a regular pace. Now, based on Gemara's at the end of Maseches Pesachim, the time of Kedei Hiluch Mil is 18 minutes. Where does that come from? And that's the famous 18 minutes of Matzah. Where does it come from? It comes from the Gemara making a cheshbon that the Kedei Hiluch of a person is 40 mil in 12 hours. So if you divide that 40 into 12 hours, each mil is 3 1/3. 3 1/3 divide 60 minutes an hour into 3 1/3, you'll get 18 minutes. Problem is that it's not so clear from the Gemara if that shear, 40 mil, you're going from Shkia until, I'm sorry, from Netz until Shkia, or if you're going from Alois until Tzeis, and therefore there's a certain amount of discrepancies. Could be more, it could be less. And that's where the famous, according to the Groz, Tzeis HaKachovim, the Gemara makes a cheshbon Tzeis HaKachovim after Shkia based on how many Kedei Hiluch mil it is. 18 minutes being a mil, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that it's 4 mil from Shkia until nightfall. 4 times 18 is 72. That's where Rabbeinu Tam's 72, or at least what the Velt says there, Rabbeinu Tam's Shkia is 72, is really Kedei Hiluch Dalet mil. But according to the Goyin, the Zman between Shkia and Tzeis is 3 quarters of a mil. It's like 13 and a half minutes. Mishneh Gimel. Remember, we pointed out in the second parak that they didn't have this idea that we have, that we don't put together flour and water on Pesach. We're not such bikim in how to deal with chametz, and we're not such zrizim. So by us, flour and water come together to make matzah, and we do it with all the conditions of a matzah bakery, with the ganzel l'shem matzah's mitzvah. And besides for that, flour and water do not meet up. But by them, they baked. They baked matzah on bread. They baked fresh matzah. So when they were baking, you could have a dough, which then, if you're not going to be able to bake, it's going to turn to chometz. And right away, it's going to be kedei chimutz, is if somebody's going to own it and be oivam bayiro bayimotze. What we have in front of us is a dough that was put together. It's rising. And it's going to start being nischametz. Lama zogin to 18 minutes. The clock is ticking. Okay, go ahead. Bake it in a hot oven, and then it won't be both kedei chimutz. What's the problem? The problem is that he was mafrish chalo. So when he was mafrish chalo, what do you do with chalo? You give it to a kohen. But you're only allowed to eat it if the dough, if the bread, is tor. Chalo or truma tmeya has to be burnt. It's not roi lachilo. That being said, what happens if the dough was nitma, sheretz touched the dough, and now it's on Yom Tov, and now you have a real problem. On Yom Tov itself, like this, if it was sukkis, so you wouldn't bake it. You would just leave over the dough till after Pesach, and you would then burn it and get rid of it. The problem is over here on Pesach, without baking it, it's going to turn into chametz. What do you do? Gevalt. Keser mafishin chalav b'tumi yom tov. What do you do with the isa that was nitmo, and it's chalav, so it's a problem. It's not roi lachilo. You can't bake it because the only hetar yom tov to bake is oichel nefesh. You can't bake that which is tumi because of a bal yiro concern. So now what are you going to do? You don't give it a kriya shame. Don't be miyachid it that it's chala until it was baked. So you bake it quickly. Remember that before the kriya shame, the whole thing is roi lachila. So you weren't ivan hilchas yom tiv. So you bake the whole thing, and then you mafish matzi yom tiv on cholamoid. Reb Yehuda ben Maseira oimer tatl b'tzoinen. He has a different etza. Should put it in cold water. He holds that the better etzah is to put it in cold water. Cold water prevents it from being neschametz. It would sound like the Tanakhama, Blazer argues this. He says it's not foolproof. The Gemara actually explains it. Yehuda ben Maseira has a different problem. He holds that the fact that you can't use all the chalas, even though each one is roi la'achila, you can't use all of them, that means that you're making something over here which is not roi la'achila. So you're not allowed to bake it. That's the machlokes. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, loy zehu chometz shemusar nalev bayiro bayimotzeh. He says, that's not a case of chometz shumus horon aleo. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yeshua has a merit katayna. The pasuk says, lo yiro l'cho chometz. Lo yiro l'cho means the chometz has to be yours. So we discussed in the second paragraph where it's not legally yours, but you have a control, you have achrayis over it, you're also over it. But think about it. Over here, when you're mafish kalo,
The challah now belongs to its mom and Hashavit. It belongs to the Kahana. What does it have to do with you? So Yeshua says, you're not even on Bayiro Bayimotze. So be mafish challah. What's the problem? Don't bake it. It'll be nischamet. Like the Mishnah says, El mefeshato minechato ado erev. Leave it over till the night. V'mechmitza. Echmitza. Becomes. It's not your concern. It's not Leiro L'cho. What are the first two Tanaim? Rabbi Yudim HaMisayin and Belezer both don't hold this way. They hold that being mafrish Hashem challah is not enough. Why? Theoretically, if a person wants, he could always be shoyel on the neder. He could be mevatel the neder l'mafrei. It's ois chometz. It's ois, I'm sorry, it's ois challah. If it's ois challah, that means it's sitting by him something that he could still control to be called his, because he could be mevatel the shem challah that belongs to the kahanim, and it'll go back, it'll revert to being chul and it'll belong to him. Even when it's challah, he's oivan lo yiro l'cho. It's a machloikis in the gedorim of whether that which you own, which you have the ability to turn back into usable chometz of yours, are you over by your row? If Rabbi Yeshua holds not, if Lezer Yudim and Mesera hold yeah, vir machloikis, if Lezer Yudim and Mesera, it's like Abed Hilchis Yamta, whether you can bake the whole thing because each one is Roy Lachilo, or you can't because all of them at the end of the day are not Roy Lachilo.